One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Story time about crafting a story. This is my journey to creating my story for Story Story Late Night here in Boise, Idaho, and my perspective on what it takes to craft a story. Last week, I had the pleasure of speaking at Story Story Late Night here in Boise, Idaho at the VAC, the Visual Arts Collective, one of my favorite places to see shows, to perform, and, of course, to actually be on stage. Story Story Late Night is the adult-rated version of Story Story Night here in Boise, Idaho, and this is our monthly storytelling series that runs here in Boise, Idaho. Of course, other cities do a lot of it. The Moth is very famous out on the East Coast, but we got this great little thing here in Boise, Idaho called Story Story Night. I've had the pleasure of being on stage 3 times total. My first time was I spoke about traveling, on the road, stories of traveling. And then I did another one. See, that on the road was 2010. And then I did another one, probably maybe 2013, 2014, about just working in the service industry, serving people. I spoke about my time at World Class Chili, some great years over at World Class Chili with Joe Canavan in the Pike Place Markets. And then recently, I just did Story Story Late Night, which is great. I've always wanted to do a late night version of Story Story Night because it's adult rated, which means, well, it's rated R and you can kind of go the distance. Not that you're required to, but you can talk about things that aren't necessarily suited for kids or the weak-minded, the soft-hearted, things of that nature. And you can drop a couple hard words, a few F-bombs, things like that. I don't do any of that typically in my podcast. And in most of my professional speaking, 95%, I don't cuss. I don't talk about kind of the extreme things that I've done in my life. And I keep it pretty clean, but pretty deep. It's entertaining and enlightening, mostly, is what I do, with the one-handed overtone and all that. However, at times, I yearn for just some, like, straight-up, no-holds-barred, this is who I am, these are some of the things that I've done, and kind of give it an adult flavor. So it was great. Story Story Night, Story Story Late Night was just a great, great time. We had a full house. It was on August 28th, so not that long ago, just last week. And then the podcast before this was about my interview that I had with Jody Eckelberger. He is one of the hosts. He's a great chat, man. He's a really cool dude, and he's done a lot of great professional puppet stuff. And the dude's actually no joke. He's no joke. And he interviewed me about my first Story Story Night story about traveling, and then it aired 8 years later. There's a link just below. Look in the show notes. It aired 8 years later on the day that I gave it. And it was on Stray Theater, Radio Boise. And it was about how I travel now. But he had to cut it down to 12 minutes. And I actually asked him if I could do the full interview and post that as a podcast. So that was last week's podcast. And this week I'm just talking about crafting a story. And it's really interesting because it takes a little work to craft a story well. I mean, me just telling my story is one thing. Full on, full blown, open mic night in a pub. Yeah, I can just say what I want, how I want, when I want, and stick to the basic time frame. But that's not always the case. Now, there's Story Story Night, Story Story Late Night here in Boise, Idaho. Then I've done a couple TEDx talks, TEDx Boise, TEDx Twin, and I've competed at the World Championships of Public Speaking with Toastmasters, which is a whole other vein of speaking. And it's interesting because that time frame of 7 to 18 minutes is pretty standard in most speaking and storytelling. You know, TEDx, TED Talks tend to be under 18 minutes. World Championships of Public Speaking is around 7 minutes. Story Night typically is 10 to 12 minutes. And it takes a little bit of work. It takes a little bit of work to craft that story. Typically, we like to think that I can just tell my story, but as a professional speaker and a storyteller, when I'm asked to speak, typically there's guidelines. Typically there's time, and then I have to take into account the audience, and then also the structure of the venue. That was a big thing for Story Late Night. And often, I worked with Jody just once. I shared my story with him, and he gave me some feedback and suggestions. And often he said to myself and Jose, the other cat that was there who spoke, he's got a great story. Man, that guy's got a great story. And he gave a lot of critiques, but he also said, it's your story, it's your story. And it was interesting because I talked to Jody about it, and I said, you know, it takes work to tell your story, but craft it to fit the audience or the venue or the time frame and the structure. You know, Story Night really wants the story spoken from the first person. Mostly the pronouns are I. As a professional speaker, sometimes it's a lot of we. Aren't we familiar with this? And isn't it great when we do things? Toastmasters has a whole different flavor, a whole different spin on it. And then I did about a year and a half with Cool Speak. Check them out at coolspeak.net. And they got a whole different thing. They got a whole different approach to speaking. But no matter how you cut it, there is always some kind of crafting that goes on. And it's really interesting because you have to look at a number of variables. And basically it's, as I said, it comes down to time. It comes down to audience. It comes down to venue. And it comes down to the structure of what is expected based on the client. And I had to look at all that when I was doing Story Late Night, because in essence my story was about 16 minutes long, and Jody asked me to cut it down to 10 to 12, but basically 10. And there were some major cutouts, you know. I tend to give a little too much scaffolding. Like I spend too much time setting things up. And really, that should only take about a minute and a half at the most in a 12-minute talk. In a 5 to 7-minute talk, it should take 45 seconds to just lay the setup out so people understand where you're coming from, where you're going, and doing things like that. But it was interesting because the things that he suggested that I cut out, I didn't want to cut out. And of course, that happens all the time. And even when I was working with Lance Miller, as I competed for the World Championships of Public Speaking in 2018, I only made it through the quarterfinals. I didn't make it to the semifinals. And we spoke a lot about crafting speeches. And he said, yeah, usually he's got to cut stuff out. And you got to be okay with letting stuff go because you got to know what supports your story. And in essence, some of the things that I wanted to talk about didn't really support the overall quality of my story, because the theme for Story Late Night on August 28th, 2018 was green light, you know, the whole stoplight thing. So they did one on red light, getting stopped. They did one on caution, yellow light, and then green light. I just had the green light to go at the Oregon Country Fair, basically. Some of the things I was talking about just added really, you know, useless but pertinent flavor to the story. And in a different scenario, I can tell that story with that flavor, and it would really make a huge difference. It would be phenomenal. But for Story Night, I had to cut that out. So I had to craft that. And that took a little bit of work to figure out what I wanted to get rid of. And then he made a suggestion for how I should open. And initially, I was like, there is no way I'm opening with that. But then he made a different suggestion that I thought, okay, well, that's good. I can open with that. And then I can lead into this other thing. And then I'll craft it to suit your audience. Like, this is kind of how you like things to roll, so I can roll with it. It was a little bit challenging, mostly on a personal level, because I wanted to tell a certain part of the story, but I know that some things don't work like that. And then, you know, I had to just be comfortable speaking in an adult-rated scenario, and this is totally outside of what I normally do, which was just great because I can just talk about just past habitual activities and dropping F-bombs and just, you know, really painting a picture for people. And it's really interesting. It is an art. Storytelling is an art, but it actually takes some work to craft a story to fit a venue, to make your story fit for who you are and to fit a venue. And part of that is working with the expectations of, well, let's say story night, how they like things to go, how they have things fit, and then, of course, time. But a lot of it, you know, is the whole pronoun thing, just working that whole pronoun, like really making it an individual perspective, which is something I'm not that used to doing as a professional speaker. So this was just great practice. And of course, it's at the Visual Arts Collective, which is one of the best venues in Boise, Idaho, by far. And they serve drinks, so I had a beer. And, you know, it only takes me one beer to just feel a little bit tipsy. And it's just great. It's people that I know. It's local. It's homegrown. And it took a little bit of work. Like, it took some time to craft that to fit. And mostly for me, it's the opening, like really getting the opening, crafting the opening, and then really working the pronouns, and then working some of these other suggestions, because it's all about getting the green light, the go moment, getting the go signal, those kind of things, and just timing it to fit well and practice all that, slice up the story into segments. Typically, it took me about anywhere from 11 and a half to 12 and a half minutes, and really he wanted it more like 10. And 10 I didn't think was going to happen. On a good practice moment, it would be 11 minutes. So I felt pretty good with it overall. I mean, there were a number of things I wanted to talk about, but, you know, mostly I had to focus on the theme of getting the green light and how I was going to fit that in there, and then cutting away the things that really didn't matter and accentuating the things that are important for it to be my story and to deliver it in a way that's simply me, right? That's the real craft. That's my story, but I want it to fit story night, but yet it still has to be mine. It can't be over-processed. And I did speak a little quick, but that's one of my qualities at times, and I had to pack it all in there. And then basically it really comes down to having a really good outline so I know where key moments are in my story. I'm at a certain point in my story at a certain time. And having that outline very complete, really understanding what I'm going to talk about, have that be very clear. And then basically it's just practice. And this one's fun because it's not a TEDx talk. It's not World Championships of Public Speaking. It's not, you know, it's not a paid gig, so to speak. It's just me having fun in my hometown, talking to people that love to hear stories and that want to hear some like adult rated stories. And I had a blast. And needless to say, I won't make a podcast of that here because it's adult rated and I don't think it's suitable for my audience, but I am getting ready to start a YouTube page and vlog, and that's going to be something that's on there. And, you know, my YouTube page is going to be more about just the holistically all of me and my past and other great stories. And I have a little more freedom there. I do the One Hand Speaks for a very specific thing. And a lot of it is just, you know, stories of one-handed life and my perspective and things of that nature. But also, you know, I want to focus a little bit more on storytelling, which is why I'm, you know, I'm just talking a little bit about crafting a story, how I crafted it, right? How I worked with the time. And a lot of that was just practice. And then really understanding what can get cut. That's number two. What can get cut that doesn't support the theme? That doesn't support the story as much as I want it to be there. And of course, 2.1 is just to be okay with that. to be okay with that. Three is fitting the structure of the venue. Story Story Late Night has a certain expectational structure that Jody expressed, even though he said things like, it's your story, it's your story. But there's things that make it work good for the audience. And then, you know, that's what I'm really working on. And then, of course, it's the venue, right? It's the VAC. It's Visual Art Collective, right? So it's a lot of cool hip cats and beautiful people drinking a little bit and wanting to hear great stories and laugh and have a lot of fun and just really enjoy the night and making all that work. But in the end, number five, if you're following along, number five is skillfully making the story your own and fitting those other four elements, right? Taking account time, taking account venue, taking account expectational structure, and then taking account the theme, right? What is the theme? What needs to be in there to support the theme? What you need to get rid of, what you can get rid of to support the theme. And then number five is making your story fit all that, but still telling your story. I mean, that is the art of it right there. And when you can do that sincerely and authentically, when you are authentic, man, that is storytelling golden arches right there. That's where it's at. And I had a great time. I had a great time at Story Story Late Night. I love doing that stuff. I want to do more of it. And, you know, my podcast is a storytelling podcast. Yeah, it's got a one-handed overtone, and I tell some kind of out there, really clean, cool, deep stories. But also, I want to talk about storytelling, like the art of storytelling and the perspective of storytelling and doing more interviews with storytellers and things like that. So wiggity, 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 whack. It's time to let it go and get back to my standard flow of life. And with that, I just wanted to say, hey, thanks for tuning in. Check out Story Story Night, Boise, Idaho, storystory.org. Check out the Visual Arts Collective. Check out their podcast. And spread my podcast. Help me out. Give this guy a hand. Help me out a little bit. And I'll be checking you out in another week. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.